My name's Sam, and this is Pilgrim Pit Stop, a podcast about following Jesus through life's highs and lows. Most of the episodes are conversations about following this incredible, demanding, forgiving man. Some are adventures I've had following him, and others are reflections on the Bible, faith, and spirituality. Why not subscribe and join me on the journey? Here's a little clip of what's coming up in today's episode.
I start alone, and I meet four people new today.
All right, let's go. Tuesday the 18th of May 2021, on a dreary morning in Portsmouth, I rode onto the ferry. The gulls were cackling overhead, and the sun was struggling to shine. I was about to set sail for mainland Europe, where I was going to volunteer for a few months. I stowed my bike and went up on deck. I took off my rucksack, in it everything I would need for the summer, and put down my motorcycle helmet. Portsmouth faded into the distance and was replaced by an uninterrupted horizon. The crossing was 30 hours long, so no need to rush. On hour 2 or 3, I started exploring the ferry. It had been themed around Spain, our destination. There was a tapas bar, a gallery of Spanish art, emblazoned Spanish slogans. Something made me smile. Around the boat, peeking out from wall displays, door handles and menus, there was a symbol. Unmistakable and iconic, at least for me. The scallop shell. Exactly 1 month later, on Friday the 18th of June, I set out from the sleepy village of Ailette in French Basque country. My drive took me along windy roads flanked by mountains, the sun streaming through my visor. I had spent a few weeks volunteering in Spain and was now on the French side of the border, helping out at an accommodation centre for travellers, retreatants and pilgrims. It was my day off, and I'd decided to visit a nearby town. As I drove in, staggered by the size of the mountains now surrounding me, I was greeted by a now familiar sight. Unmistakable in its simplicity, the clean yellow lines cutting across a rich blue background. The scallop shell symbol. A sign told me that I was now entering Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, the official start of the pilgrimage that explained all these shells. A wall display on board the ferry had told me this. The Camino de Santiago, or the Way of St. James, is a network of pilgrims' paths or ways leading to the cathedral in Santiago de Compostela, Galicia. The cathedral is said to contain the relics of the Apostle St. James. The Camino's origins date back to the Middle Ages from the 9th century. In recent times, the way has attracted a growing number of modern-day international pilgrims. The scallop shell, often found on the beaches in Galicia, has long been the symbol of the Camino de Santiago. The scallop is also the traditional emblem of St. James. As as the symbol of the Camino de Santiago. The scallop shell is used on signposts to guide pilgrims along the way. I've just arrived in the beautiful town of Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, and initial reaction is that it is really stunning and really busy as well. There seem to be a lot of people out and about today, so I'm going to go for a little wander and see what I can find. Maybe see if I can speak to some pilgrims as well. That'd be fun. Need to check on Google Translate, remind myself what do you want to do an interview is. So that's the first job. But yeah, let's have an explore. You've got all these really narrow streets just packed with kind of hostels and places where people can stay for 10 euros a night. You know, it's all built around the Camino, it seems. Everything is linked in some way to the pilgrimage, and you know, you've got scallop shells everywhere, and you know, with the green and then the contrast to the white and red buildings, it's just an incredibly beautiful place to start this pilgrimage. Are you doing the Camino de Santiago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm recording a podcast about people that are doing the Camino de Santiago. I was wondering if I could quickly ask you why you're doing it and record that, like just a short. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah. So why are you doing the Camino?
I use for do sport and travel around Spain.
Yeah, just to see the country.
Just to see the country and enjoy.
Yeah,
and
nice.
I meet new people.
Yeah.
I come alone and I start alone, and I meet four people new today.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Where did you start the Camino?
Where?
You start here.
Yeah, nice.
Okay,
so
just tomorrow.
Today is my first day, but
okay.
But last year I did another way.
Mm, yeah, nice. Oh, thank you very much. Nice.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, bon courage. Yeah. I caught up with Florence Stuno in the tourist information, and she gave me some really useful insight into the Camino.
Bonjour. Est-ce que vous êtes Florence?
Oui.
Oui, je suis Sam pour l'interview.
Oui.
Oui, ça va?
Alors, je m'appelle Florence et je travaille...
Hello, I'm Florence and I've been working at the Tourist Information Centre in Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port for 22 years now as a travel consultant, and I'm also a tourist guide giving local talks. It's very fulfilling working at Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, as it's on the route of many pilgrims every year leaving for Compostela. Each year, some 60,000 people pass through Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, and there is the fortified gate of Saint-Jacques that is classed by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site, so it's quite prestigious. Around 150,000 people come to Saint-Jacques from Compostela, as there are many people who start the journey at Roncevaux, which is in Spain, the next stopping place, or from Pamplona, Burgos, or Leon. So in total, there are around 150,000 who come to Saint-Jacques from Compostela. There are some people who do it in stages over several years, like me, for example. I started in 2003, and I walked the route over 10 years, stopping certain years and picking up where I left off. So I did the trail little by little like that. It's especially busy from the beginning of March or April to the end of October, because in winter the path across the mountains from Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port to Roncevaux is closed because of the snow, so you have to take the road. So in high season there are huge numbers of people, obviously, because there are the holiday makers as well as the pilgrims. I don't have the numbers in my head, but the population goes up a great deal. People walk the path for many reasons. Some are motivated by the sport of it. It's a challenge they set themselves. There might also be religious reasons. There are many people of faith who undertake the Compostela pilgrimage. Then there are the people who want to find some sort of restoration, to ground themselves again. People need to recharge, to disconnect in some way, even if they all have mobile phones and Wi-Fi on the walk. You sense that they somehow need to refocus on themselves, to open up to other people. They come from all over the world, and it's really important these days for us to be able to recharge our batteries. It was very spiritual for me, very varied in terms of the geography of the places. For example, the Meseta, a place which was very flat and deserted and desolate, but which took me personally to a very spiritual place. I rediscovered my religious side on this stretch of the pilgrimage. And it's also a place where you meet people from all over the world. So I got to know many pilgrims and we shared a lot together. We've lost contact now, sadly, but this walk is a place where I recharged a great deal. I suffered a lot physically from blisters and sore legs, etc. But it's a journey that is certainly very enriching.
I'm just about to head home after what's been a really lovely few hours in this amazing town, just exploring and kind of getting a sense of what this place is like. And yeah, there's a real busyness to this place. There's a real buzz. Lots of people clearly visiting for the day. Lots of people, I guess, just about to start this pilgrimage, like that guy that I just met. And I think I'd describe this place as really expectant. There's a lot of kind of a sense of, you know, real excitement about starting the pilgrimage. And I think that's what I'm getting from being here, is just this amazing sense of expectation at what's to come. And people are clearly, in the zone, ready to explore, ready to go on this 40-day hike. It's been great to just be here and to soak up the atmosphere. Really, really wonderful that I've managed to visit here. One day I know that I will do this pilgrimage and I will come back here and I will set off from here.
If my visit to the scallop shell town taught me anything, it was that pilgrimage is alive and well today. Whether for spiritual, personal, or physical reasons, people are arriving in their droves each year to undertake the Camino. My heart is set on fire by Jesus' call to follow him, and I love the way that pilgrimage makes this reality tactile, with blisters included. Journeys hold so much power for me because as I get older, I realise that the Christian faith truly is a journey. It's not always easy. I've personally made so many wrong turns that I've lost count. But the beauty is that it's not about me, my decisions and my mistakes. It's about God, his redeeming love, and his way. As Psalm 16 says, "Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand."
Many thanks to Johnny Davies for creating the theme tune. Thanks as well to Tattooed Preacher and Thomas Thorogood for the additional music. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. And if you want to support it further, there are two fun ways to do that. Just check the description for the links. I really appreciate you listening. God bless you, and I'll see you down the road.